The festive day of Eid al-Ghadir has rolled in with spectacular programs and thrill in Iran amid delightful celebrations across the Muslim world. It's a day in which the Holy Prophet of Islam, by divine command in his last sermon, designated Imam Ali, the first Shia Imam, as his immediate successor.
Every year, Iranians celebrate this happy occasion with great zeal and zest, sometimes braving cold temperatures, to throng the streets and extend greetings and felicitations to each other. They also take part in festivities and programs like this, which are specifically designed to mark this important event in history.
In Tehran, the mountains of Alborz are brought to life to commemorate the occasion at Qadir Khum, a place near the holy city of Mecca, where Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, made the historic declaration after his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. In Iran, people also extend greetings to those who are Sayyid, an honorific title that denotes the descendants of the holy Prophet.
The festive day of Eid al-Ghadir belongs to all Muslims, and not just one group of nations. When Prophet Muhammad declared Imam Ali as his successor, representatives from many nations were present at the time. Some Sunni scholars have even said that those who deny this historic day are in fact denying Islam.
When the Holy Prophet of Islam declared Imam Ali as his immediate successor, he called him the flag holder of Islam. A flag holder leads a nation, and if we follow him, we will never go astray.
Muslim scholars and religious leaders refer to Eid al-Ghadir as the greatest celebration of all religions. They say the result of the mission of all the messengers of God became accomplished on this special day in history because it's a day in which Islam was completed and perfected. Qaman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.